According to Jillian and Kylie, one of the hottest guys they've ever seen in their entire life walked in to the elevator with his mother, and they were talking about going to the game. And Jillian said to me, I needed you so bad in there to be my wingman and talk to him for me, because she was like, I can't say anything. And she goes, that was my husband. If you were at the Seattle
attention, Four attention.
Seasons on Sunday before the Bills Seahawks game, and you were in the elevator with two gorgeous women, can you DM the Calm Down podcast?
Yep.
Because apparently you are the future husband of our good friend and makeup artist. From Kylie, he had a mustache.
Whoa.
She would say 30 question mark-ish, well-dressed, Bills fan, with mom and dad in Seattle.
All right, there you go.
All right.
I mean, we got to help.
That's the info we got.
We got to help. It's Aaron Andrews and Carissa Thompson, the Calm Down podcast. So, Bills Mafia, guy, 30-ish, mustache, well-dressed, went to the Bills game in Seattle with mom and dad, stayed at the Seattle Four Seasons.
I think this is going to be a tough get. I think mustaches are in.
Sure, but
like the
tough get.
Mustache part.
Guy with mom and dad in an elevator at the Four Seasons, that's not, how many of those are there?
A guy with his parents at the Four Seasons?
Yeah. A Bills fan in Seattle. This is not a Seahawks fan. There's about a thousand.
But now he's here.
So how many? Maybe he lives in Seattle. Maybe he lives in California. Right. Who knows?
I see. Yeah.
Some Bills fan is going to know the Bills, the guy that went to this game.
That was at a four. Okay, I see what you mean. Yes.
How many people, how many Bills fans stayed in the Seattle Four Seasons ahead of this game with their mom and dad? Four?
Yeah. Maybe,
two?
A few, maybe a couple, but yeah.
So anyway, they're actively asking that you DM the Calm Down podcast.
Okay.
This person might be
to make this match happen.
There's a what percent chance this person's listening right now? Like, what? Oh.
Right. Well, how many people are now listening thinking, was that me? You said there are four people that were at the Four Seasons. Those four people would all be wondering, are they talking about me?
I mean, you have to be with your mom and dad in an elevator and have a mustache.
He's gonna become the bachelor.
And be 30-ish.
Bill's Mafia Bachelor is what this is gonna become.
I mean, I'm into it. Why not get invested in this?
Love is Blind, Bills edition.
Well, I wasn't blind in this case.
Right.
Their makeup artist thought he was hot. I was not in Seattle. Couldn't be me. No, also not in the elevator with my mom and dad. I don't have a mustache only.
I regret not being in Seattle. That trip looked fun. I know there was some rain a little bit a couple days before, but seeing the pictures of all the fans there at the stadium after, friends that were like just doing stuff around Seattle. And the other realization is like, ugh. You only get that chance once every 8 years.
Yep.
The NFC trip, passing on it is tough because you don't have another chance for a decade. But I think there's the 17th game thing that we have to figure out, I guess, for next year, what the rotation's going to be.
And next year's road trips.
Nothing?
Eh.
I did the New York one this year, so that one's out of the way. I don't need to do that again. I still want to do the Miami one, but I want a good month for that, not September.
So,
what else do I got?
If you want to plan next year's road trips, here are your trips.
Because Seattle's going to be tough to top, I think.
There's a lot of potential for Bills fan takeovers. I'll say that. You got the three division games. And then you've got road games at Pittsburgh.
Okay. Never done that.
Cleveland.
Eh.
The AFC South, same place finisher. That's probably another trip to Houston.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No thanks. I think.
It might be Indy again. It's one of those two. It's not Jacksonville. It's not Tennessee.
Right. Right.
Then the NFC road trips are the two stadiums Josh Allen's never played in.
Carolina.
And Atlanta.
And Atlanta.
So those are decent trips. But
Atlanta.
None of those are Seattle.
No. Nothing tops Seattle.
Seattle would be a great trip.
Not going to Seattle. I didn't. What would top Seattle?
We'll put it this way.
New Orleans would top Seattle.
And guess what?
Nashville top Seattle, I think.
New Orleans top Seattle. The Bills host New Orleans next year.
Oh.
So there's no New Orleans trip. There is a New Orleans trip maybe this year, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe.
It's 100 days.
100 days to the Super Bowl?
Today's 100 days to the Super Bowl.
Are you thinking about it?
Yes.
How could you not?
I'm thinking about it.
Why should Bills fans not? I don't know. There might be some Bills fans that are caught up by Baltimore and thinking that's a bad matchup.
You might have to play them. They're weird in the playoffs. You might not have to play them.
And you might be fine if you played them. I mean, I truly think that the Bills today are a different team than they were when they played them offensively.
Although I say that, if the season ended today, they would play the Ravens in the first round of the playoffs. But you might not have to play them.
Because the Ravens are a wild card, because Pittsburgh's in top of that division.
Right, let's assume we think Baltimore's going to win that division.
I do.
Okay, so Baltimore's going to get up and take that division. If the Bills can finish above them, let's even give the Chiefs the one seed, and you're the two, then it might be important who finishes higher between Houston and Baltimore. Because I know I'm getting way down the road here, but anybody in the world right now not think that Houston is a way more favorable matchup than Baltimore in a second-round playoff matchup? I know, again, I'm jumping so far ahead.
Yeah, but it's probably right.
Get me to a path where the Chiefs and Ravens are playing each other before I've got to see either one of them.
Right, Bills fans don't exactly, I shouldn't use a general umbrella term here, but there's a rivalry with the Ravens because of Lamar versus Josh in the MVP. So I don't think that's that crazy a take to say that, you know, you look at Lamar and feel like he got an MVP Josh should have. If you were to say, which would you rather play in the playoffs, Stroud or Lamar, I think you would say Stroud. Stroud is still very good and a very good young quarterback, but he is not exactly taken the step this year statistically or from a production standpoint. Like the Houston offense, everything you're saying about Miami, I feel like Houston's going through that too.
Yeah.
Their explosive plays are way down. They lose on the road to the Jets. They're down their two of their best receivers, so I get that. They couldn't protect Stroud last night. He was pressured on like half of his dropbacks. So now their offensive line looks like it might be a fatal flaw. And the offensive line, maybe you could cover up from that if you've got quick separators like Collins and Diggs, but they don't have those two. Collins will come back. And that's a candidate, Houston. They're down a receiver. Baltimore just added one. I'm not even sure they needed Deontay Johnson. They added him. So, yeah, I think you'd much rather play Houston in the playoffs than Baltimore. I'm just...
You know who Houston plays this week, by the way? Next week?
Houston next week plays who?
Sunday night against Detroit.
All right. That's a loss for them.
I think that will probably be a loss for them.
Yeah.
Even with Collins back.
Yeah. 803-0550. Although Detroit's defense worth watching. They're a team to watch in the trade deadline because with Aiden Hutchinson out, they are not getting pressure on the quarterback. He was a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
And now their quick pressure rate the last couple games is way down. So Detroit will have to decide if they want to go heavy towards a pass rusher to help. The deadline is Tuesday. The deadline is Election Day.
Yes.
It's going to be a busy day. Tuesday next week.
Is there any trade that could steal the national headlines on Tuesday?
I don't think so.
What would have to happen?
Mahomes and Allen swapped.
If that there you go. If that trade happened on Election Day, would it get front page over the election?
No.
Mahomes for Allen straight up?
No.
Okay.
Messi announces he'll play football. American football. No, they wouldn't do it either.
That would get international news, probably.
803-0550, our phone number. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash, Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We, of course, have Bills and Dolphins. Weather looks great. Nice day out at Highmark Stadium.
Should we guess what the fry boat's going to be on Sunday?
We know they're doing the...
We're going to have to do hot dog of the day tonight.
The tuna nachos. We will do the hot dog of the day.
Yeah.
Should we have a counter on how many more games we have at Highmark? I mean, we're in the final.
Well, we don't know exactly because of the playoffs.
We don't know exactly, but you could pick a maximum number. Max number.
Right, there's a max right now.
There is a maximum number. Three playoff games is your maximum number. If you're the two seed, you host the first two rounds, the one seed gets knocked off, that's three.
Okay, so that's six.
Maximum six if they were to play three home games in the playoffs each of the next 2 years, which is unlikely.
Okay. And how many home they have left this year?
Eight next year, so that's 14.
Three, four, five.
We're at 19 maximum. If you're not counting preseason, I guess we could mix those in as well.
Maybe 20. I don't think they know what they're doing with the 17th game yet. Because they're done with the rotation. Like, I don't think they know what the 17th game is going to be next year. It used to be NFC, like you would match up with, but now you've gone through each four.
You are right about that, because next year, the 2025 opponents at the Bills schedule are listed as eight home and eight away, and we know there's going to be a 17th game somewhere.
Right, and it's not going to be the same thing as it's been, because who was the first team they did this with? The Rams? They went to the Rams.
Okay.
Remember? Because they matched up and you were on the road at the Rams. Well, you were home this year for your extra game. Next year, you would be on the road again, and the NFC West is up again. So what, just every 4 years you're going on the road to the NFC West? You'll always do that extra game against the NFC West will always be road, never home. That's why, like, I've looked and I don't think that's out there for next year. It's like kind of a minute thing about the schedule.
Yeah.
So either way, long story short, it's either 19 or 20 is the max. So we should, yeah, we should have a counter. It won't be more than 20.
And with the playoffs, if they make the playoffs next year, we will kind of know, depending on how the format goes, like, this is the last one, or they're playing for another one.
Or
they play a game, and we say goodbye to Highmark, and then the one seed gets knocked off, and it's like, actually, the game is going to be at Highmark next
week. You
know
what would be weird about that, though, is, like, playoffs, you're not going to want to – you can't really celebrate the last game at Highmark beforehand, because unless you're hosting the AFC Championship.
Bingo.
Okay, then you could do it. Because I was going to say, they would probably do all the ceremonies and stuff for the last regular season game.
What a send-off that would be.
AFC Championship win? Next year?
Yes. I mean, host, but win.
Well, it wouldn't be a good send-off if you lose to the Chiefs.
No, that's right. That probably would not be. But being...
The final game in that building cannot be a loss to the Chiefs. Okay? I'm just saying that right... We're a year out. I'm declaring that right now. They cannot let the last game in that freaking building be a loss to Patrick Mahomes.
But it can be a loss to somebody else? Nah, I know.
It feels worse against them.
I know.
If they lose to the Jaguars, am I going to be that upset? I don't know.
803-0550. Yeah, so less than 20 games left at the current stadium. Say it like that seems like a big number.
Only two more against Miami, maybe.
Yeah.
And they've won once there in the last 13 years.
It is Football Friday. The Jets beat the Texans. Aaron Rodgers. Stat of the day on Aaron Rodgers. What he and Trent Edwards have in common when we return.